Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hyundai or DarrellHyundai.com, starting with the Panthers, who are 2-0 to start the season after beating Philly 2-1, except the Cats will host Ottawa tomorrow night. In the NFL, Week 6 began with the Giants upsetting the Eagles 34-17. Week 6 continues on Sunday with the Dolphins hosting the Chargers. And in baseball, the Dodgers advanced to the ALCS, beating the Phillies 2-1 in 11 innings. And the Cubs forced a Game 5 with the Brewers with a 6-0 win. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
The throw to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
All right, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. My favorite hour of the week, to be honest. This is the last hour of the weekend. Next time I'll be seeing everybody is at the stadium. But at Hard Rock Stadium, that is, between the Miami Dolphins and the Chargers. All right, Woody, what do you have for me
today?
My
favorite time of the week when we get these picks in here, this music hits.
I had a bad week.
You were 3-5 last week.
Oh, not good.
You are 34-28 on the season. That is where you stand at the moment.
That's not gonna do it, though. It's not going to make the playoffs. That's wild card, losing in the first round stuff.
All right. Let's start college football here. Let's get a few picks from the college game here. We got a huge one tonight. Number 24, South Florida, heading to somewhere in Texas to play North Texas. It is a pick'em game at the moment.
I got to go with your school.
Bulls?
Guys have been good on the road till you play Miami, but good stuff.
Oh, yeah, Miami's better. They are, but anyway, we got Ohio State and Illinois, the big noon game. Number one, Ohio State. They are going to Champaign to play this game. Ohio State is favored by 14.5 points.
Oh, that's a lot. I figured something had to come with that because that was going to be an easy one. 14 now.
Illinois 5-1. I think they lost by 100 to Indiana.
Yeah, I'm gonna go big Ohio State.
Another nooner here. We got Alabama and Mizzou. Bama favored by 2.5. The game's in Missouri.
Bama's playing better. I'm going to go with Bama.
Number 25, Florida State hosting Pitt. FSU favored by 10.5 points.
10.5?
Yep.
I'm going to go Pitt.
Number 3, Oregon hosting number 7, Indiana at 3:30. The Ducks favored by 7.5.
Oh, I'm a big, as you know, I talk about him a lot. I'm a big fan of Mendoza, Fernando Mendoza, but I got to go Oregon big. I think this is going to be a little statement game for Oregon.
All right. This is one of those spreads where you know something's a little fishy here.
What do you got?
Texas and Oklahoma, 3:30. It's at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's, I guess that's technically neutral.
Yeah, it's supposed
field
to be, yeah.
In Dallas, Texas is favored by 1.5.
Well, that tells
Oklahoma's 5-0. They're number 6 in the country.
I know one thing. In the quarterback for Oklahoma, isn't he back?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm going to go Oklahoma.
Yeah, that is that spread right there. Man, they are just absolutely.
I'm with everybody else.
They are begging you to take Oklahoma.
I don't think. I know we just talk about Manning, but I just don't know if Texas is very good.
I think
front.
Texas stinks.
Their talent and having those great recruiting classes, something got really overrated.
So you're going Oklahoma.
Going Oklahoma.
Yeah, that spread, though, is just.
Got to go with the Okies, man, sometimes.
Absolutely begging you to take the 6th-ranked team in the country as dogs in that game. Kind of strange. All right, and one more here. We got number 5, Texas A&M. They're going to host Florida. Aggies favored by 7.5.
Yeah, I got to go Texas A&M.
All right. Off to the NFL we go here.
Not too many now, Woody.
They've taken another one of our games and brought it to London. At least they get the Jets, though. Jets and Broncos. 9:30 a.m. Denver favored by 6.5.
Oh, Broncos, big with that defense.
All right, Pats and Saints in New Orleans. New England is only favored by 3.5 points here.
I like the Patriots, man. Beat us. Got some good wins on the road. They can go anywhere.
All
right. Especially beating the Bills. My God.
Good game from Jacksonville. Jags and Seahawks. Seattle is favored by 1.5 in Jacksonville.
I'm going to go with Jags.
All right. Ravens and Rams from Baltimore. Rams favored by 7.5 points.
Yeah, Rams big. Lamar's still out one more week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least. This is a good one here. 49ers traveling to Tampa, take on the Bucs. Both of these teams are 4-1. Tampa Bay favored by 3.5 points.
I'm going to go Tampa Bay. Okay. I'm still not drinking the 49er Kool-Aid with all these injuries, and they keep winning. All right. They keep winning.
Chiefs and Lions from Arrowhead, Sunday night. Lions are 4-1. Chiefs are 2-3. KC is favored by 2.5 points.
I'm going to go Lions.
All right. And then 1 o'clock Sunday, Hard Rock Stadium. Dolphins 1-4, Chargers 3-2. Chargers are favored by 3.5 points.
Oh, God. I know it's a tight ball game.
That, by the way, you talk about weird spreads. That's a weird spread.
Oh, that's a – I'm not
– They're begging you to take the Chargers, aren't they?
This is the last time. I swear to God, this could be the last
time. Don't do it. Dolphins.
I'm going to take the Dolphins one more time. They're just nobody could be more beaten up on offensive line than the Chargers. You got to, and usually Herbert should be running for his life. I take the Dolphins, and this will be the last time.
Money liner, you want the points?
No, I give me the.
Do you want the points?
Hell okay. Yeah, take three. In case it's a 3-point game, which it could be, I got a half a point to play with there, Dougie.
All right.
You said 3.5, right?
Yep, 3.5.
All right.
You got the field goal to work with.
There you go.
A cushion.
There you go.
And you're not going to do the double or nothing I offered you earlier with catch and cut.
How many more people do you get to bring?
Give me 3 guests.
No. Group of 4. No.
So party of 4 plus you. You don't have to come. I mean, you just,
no,
you
I know.
Send
you
me
just
and my friends
it up.
If you want. I'll send you.
No. I'm just gonna do this. No.
All right. So you're not that confident.
No.
Okay.
No.
You've
it's
been
bad enough. I got
you have been burnt by that team.
I know
more than anyone I know.
Team.
You always pick them to win. You always find some spin, some positive spin to.
I didn't do it against Buffalo.
That's true. In fairness, yeah.
All right. All right, we got
the worst one you ever hit me with was last year when Skyler was starting. They were playing Seattle, and you go, he's gonna light
you don't
them
let
off.
Anything
he's gonna,
go. Are you?
Yeah, because I lost money on that. Because I listened to you.
I didn't know Skyler was gonna be that bad.
How's he doing, by the way?
It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you're gonna lose. If Skyler's in, you're gonna lose. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is gonna join us when we come back. Don't go away.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.